Really thrilled to be joined by my buddy Sean Swidinski right here, who is one of the partners here, also the head pro up at Old Stonewall, a beautiful golf course up in Elwood City. Sean, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Gail. Awesome day to be at a place like this. Someone come down, get some swings, work on their game, pop in, have some food and drinks as well.
And thank you for having us for the inaugural show of Going Low.
Oh, no doubt. It's always a great opportunity to get involved here locally with the game of golf and all the things that you guys do at the Fan.
So I started off the show here talking about some comments made by Rory that I'm a big Rory guy. I like Rory McIlroy a lot. He's not having the best week, unfortunately, at the Players. Yeah. For a guy who's such a good driver of the golf ball, he's kind of been all over the place, a little bit erratic over the last 2 days, and he's still got his second round to finish. He talked last week after Bay Hill. You know, Kurt Kitayama wins it. You know, another one of these guys, just like the Honda Classic the week before, that comes out of nowhere and wins or is kind of not a household name. But he's talking about how there's, you know, the course is too hard. There's no entertainment value, and, you know, guys getting bogeys, and that's how the lead is changing. People want to see birdies. I couldn't agree with them more. I like seeing these guys have to grind and struggle, and, you know, every par is so much more magnified and big, and a birdie is a huge opportunity for these guys. How do you kind of feel on that? You know, when you're watching a PGA Tour event on a Sunday or, you know, any weekend throughout the year, where do you stand on that kind of debate?
Yeah, I mean, I love a challenging venue for sure. I mean, I heard you mention earlier John Deere Classic. To me, that's a unique event for the year, and it's great in its own way.
Yeah.
For guys tearing it up, seeing a ton of birdies, but man, when that score is in that 4 to 12 under range or something like that, it's more relatable, you know, for everyone too. And Rory's sort of my guy. Like, that's one swing I go back to all the time teaching. So I'm a huge Rory fan, and what he's done for the tour is absolutely incredible. That guy stepped up more than anybody in the last year and a half, 2 years. So, you know, hearing those comments, sometimes it's fresh after that. You're a little frustrated too, you know. He would have liked to win last week, but this week it's amazing, the game of golf, how it changes from week to week, from day to day. And it's definitely different this week.
Yeah, I think for me it's about relatability with these guys. And so many of them have expressed and shown their personalities more in recent years. But, you know, when they're on the actual course, too, you know, I want to see sometimes the guys put it in the water on 17 at Sawgrass, because I know that that's what me and my buddies are unfortunately doing a lot more of the time than we would like. Or I want to see them get stuck in the sand here, but then hit a miraculous shot out of the stand, but then it rolls off the back of the green into the water on TPC. And I think that's the beauty of TPC Sawgrass, is outside of the majors, this is the most challenging, to me, one of the most challenging courses on the whole tour, just because you have all that water in play. And then, you know, the way it's played so far this week is it's windy, the greens have dried out significantly, they're rolling fast, and, you know, it's really separating the men from the boys, so to speak, of who's playing at the top of their game right now and who's not.
No question. And it really puts a premium on driving ability. And that stretch there, 16, 17, is incredible. And it really can change things, but it really brings back in short game and ball placement there on the greens, around the green complexes. And it's going to be a great test. And it's still a star-studded leaderboard. You know, there's a lot of guys that are in contention and playing really well.
Now, you mentioned that leaderboard. And I talked about this a little bit earlier as well. Some of the big changes or new moves to the tour that they talked about this week. And the Players' Championship kind of always ends up being like a State of the Union address for the tour. You know, Jay Monahan comes out, and you have Rory as like the press secretary giving a big press conference and stuff earlier this week. But some of the big changes to the tour that are coming up are these designated events they've talked about, 8 of them. You know, the Players is one of them. The Genesis is another. Bay Hill. These designated events that they're going to have these smaller fields now going forward, and they're going to have no cuts. And it's funny to me because we've had this PGA Tour LIV discourse over the last year or so, and everyone's made fun of LIV because there's no cuts. And now the PGA Tour is following suit, and for these big marquee events, doing the same exact thing. For me, I feel like that goes against the spirit of what professional golf is, to not have a cut, because you have to play great golf for 4 straight days. Where do you kind of come down on that there about this new change that the tour is implementing starting next year?
Yeah, and there's really some mixed reviews on that, and I heard a good comment from Rory. I think that the number, I don't know if it's 100% right, but I think the number he referenced was Tiger had 26 wins that were no-cut events.
Yeah.
Which is unique. No one would ever think that out of his 80-some wins that that was the case. But in my take, too, you get a guy that doesn't have a great day, and we're all in that position, and you struggle, and maybe sort of he just sets it up and says, you know what, I'm packing it in.
Yeah.
And now that guy's sticking around for that whole weekend, and you know he's not enjoying himself either.
Exactly.
And those type of situations. But to me, grinding it out for the cut and being there, I think that's really a, sort of a reward, and I like that. But, I mean, I think there's plus and minuses both ways. But, there's so many changes and so many things going on. Liv has been, you know, for all the things that it's done, I'm not saying that that's I'm a fan of where that's went, but it's really made some positive changes for the tour
it
and
has.
For their players. You know, they should be thankful of a lot of the things that have spurred from it. It's definitely unique.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, some of the changes we've even seen this year with some of the, you know, mid-round interviews and stuff, and the way they've tried to, get with the times a little bit more. Because when you're the only show in town, you're not really forced to innovate.
Yeah.
And the tour has been forced to change some things up and try some new things, and it just made the product better for everyone else. As I mentioned earlier, not only are you a partner here at the Turn Club, but also you're the head pro up at Old Stonewall. Beautiful golf course in Elwood City. You're a teacher of the game as well, and I want to give our listeners out there an opportunity to, you know, maybe get some tips for their game. Now, it's tough, obviously, over radio. You can't demonstrate for them. But for, you know, a golfer out there that maybe is like a 15 handicap, and maybe selfishly I'm trying to get some tips for my game here, and that's
absolutely
why I'm putting it that way. If you're a 14, 15 handicap, you know, what is something that a golfer, like not enough golfers, focus on or work on, or something that can be that difference in your game that gives you a little extra edge and moves you further in the right direction?
Yeah, I mean, for anyone, if whether you're looking at someone just starting out or if they're a 7-8 handicap, 5 handicap, 4 handicap, anywhere in that range, and even for the scratch guys, the difference between so many rounds of saying, hey, I salvaged a round, or I really was able to tear it up, was it was all short game. You know, I was fortunate this past year to be involved in a clinic with Tom Watson, and having Tom Watson with you for a day is cool in its own part, but hearing some of the things he said, the best golf lesson that he's ever heard was from Harvey Pienick, and Harvey was teaching Ben Crenshaw. When Ben came to him to learn the game, he said, here's what I want you to do. He said, I want you to get this putter, and I'm going to get a wedge. He said, we're going to work on this. He said, I'm going to work on your putting and chipping. He said, I want you to come back after 4 months, and he said, then I'll teach you the swing. But he said, this is the game of golf. He said, all I want you to do is get up and down and work on chipping as close as you can. And from there, he said, trying to make that putt and really make it a game within yourself. But, I mean, that's super important. But, you know, when you get into the full swing and things like that, it's really – it's the face angle and the path. I mean, it's all physics. So it's really cool to – when you start to get consistent with those two things, that you can have a repeatable sort of stock shot. If you can take out part of the course and – you know, the guy that hits that big cut or the guy that turns it over consistently, if you can be consistent, you know, you can go out and have a lot of fun. It's when you stand up there and you said, I don't know if it's going right or left, and that's then it's a different game.
Sometimes I've had those days. And coincidentally, it's the chipping and putting that you're talking about that I gotta hone in here as we get ready for golf season. You know, a couple more for you here. We mentioned Old Stonewall. You guys had the Barstool Classic last year. You had the Barstool guys, Riggs and Frankie and Trent from 4Play, and also Kevin Kisner, who's a big friend of theirs. What was that experience like having the Barstool guys up there?
It was outstanding. I mean, we were fortunate. The first time we got them to come, it was during COVID, and there were some changes. I think they were in the state in Mississippi, and they shut down everything, and it was really a quickly everyone sending out. He said, we'd like to be in either Midwest or maybe Western PA, and people started sending notes. They sent Old Stonewall, the Oakmont, different places, Laurel Valley, and things like that. So it was really cool that we were able to get them. And then when they booked it, they said it's really just a one-and-done sort of. They're trying to infiltrate their and sort of expand their territories and keep growing in different regions. So they came to us, and when we had them, it was incredible. They had so much fun. It's like a cult following. You know, everyone gets around and just has such a good time. And then we were fortunate after the first time they had so much fun, and they said, we're coming back for sure, and they said, we're bringing kids. And that was year two. Having him there for the day was just a really cool experience, being out there on the course with him throughout the day. I hand him a greens book when he got there. He goes, pro, that's all I need. And and it was so cool of seeing just the skill and that ability on your home course, you know, which hitting shots that we've all hit numerous times, and seeing that ability was really cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Sean, before I let you run, can you speak a little bit more to some of the opportunities you guys have in coming up here at the Turn Club? And also, you got a big event coming up at Stonewall as well you wanted to mention.
Yeah, sure. So on the Stonewall note, we have tons of events, and there's so many good events that we do and so many great charities that do work and really goes through the club. But this year, one of the new ones that we're doing is it's through the Pittsburgh Food Bank, and it's something that touches home with everybody, especially in these last few years. And they're doing the Million Meals Challenge, and they're trying to raise $300,000 and with this event. And it's going to be a star-studded field, and they're going to have celebrities in every group. They're going to have the winning teams are going to actually go to 18, and they're going to go to 18 and do an alternate shot in front of everyone as a playoff, so you qualify in.
Oh, wow.
And so it's a five-person team with a celebrity, and they're going to give away – don't quote me on this, but I think they're giving away probably six figures in prizes for the day. It's absolutely incredible. I mean, it's not going to be the next Lemieux event, but it's going to be they're pushing to head that direction.
That's awesome.
So it's a really cool event. And then, you know, here at the Turn, I mean, it's something that is a great spot all year. Not only and that's the thing, is a lot of times it's sort of like letting people know and really getting to see what TrackMan can do for their game. I mean, guys come in here, they're here for 10 minutes, and they said, I learned more in 10 minutes from my data than I could have in 10 years at the range. And that's really cool. Like, so we're creating opportunities not only for people to come in, have fun, hit balls, work on their game, but also there's so many people that just come in for the entertainment value.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do something while we're having some great food and drinks. I mean, people come in here and think it's all golf, and it really isn't. I mean, our food and beverage is outstanding. We have a five-star chef, and the craft cocktails and things. It's more about a social place and things like that, but we just have the best technology and golf as well to get people in here to help their game. It's like having your own coach in the bay with you. So once you know what you're working on, it's super simple. You can come in on your own time, and whether it's through 1 hour bay rental or through membership, whatever it may be. But we're here all year, happy to help anyone with their game. We have TaylorMade in here with a fitting center as well, so you can come in and get fit 7 days a week by a PGA pro or a TrackMan specialist. So it's a really cool setup. I'm happy to be part of it.